This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla, live today from McGurk's in Lionville. Alex Call in for Kyle Quinn today. Come on by, say hi. We're in Lionville, Hugh. We love McGurk's. I mean, we go on a McGurk's tour every summer. Today we're in Lionville, and don't forget, they have great specials, including you can have your fantasy football draft live here at McGurk's, including great specials. For $155, you get 30 wings, you get nachos, ooh, egg rolls, fries. Pretty good, considering, you know, 12 people in a fantasy draft. It sounds like
a
great deal.
Do you get
deal.
The edamame too?
You just got some, I believe, edamame.
And guess, like, this is where, like, I thought me and Max had bonded a little bit, right? Because we've been working together for a couple months.
Yeah, our YouTube guy, Max.
Yeah, and now me and Max are on the outs again because he brought me edamame.
I don't think he specifically ordered you edamame.
Him and Francisco, you ain't off the hook either because you did it too. I asked you, did they have French? Well, I got French fries. Thank you very much. I mean, an edamame. It's not bad, but it's not what I wanted. Like, they blew it. They're on punishment.
Well, you asked for the wrap and the fries. You got the
wrap
and the fries.
And I said, did they have the fries? And yeah. Francisco looked at me with confidence and said, yeah, they have fries. Yeah.
But you didn't specifically say, do not order me edamame.
Well, I didn't know edamame came with it.
Okay.
But it's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's like, I didn't want vegetables. I feel bad that I feel like I got to eat them because you got to eat your vegetables.
You seem ungrateful. They brought them to you.
There's that too because, yep. I mean, like I said, they're pretty good, but that's not what I wanted. I wanted French fries.
So you're choosing this moment to complain about all this?
Yes.
Okay.
yes, I am.
I got you. All right.
Right now,
live on the air. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Right, we got some polls up today. And unsurprisingly, 85% of people don't think it's a big deal that Jalen Hurts is not having a great training camp. We're just going to brush that away as if it doesn't matter. I'm not surprised there. Hugh, the results on this are interesting. Is it acceptable to be late for work that starts at 10 a.m.? Like someone, you know, Alex called back in the studio. No, are you kidding me, is winning this vote at 78%. Yes, stuff happens, coming in at 22%.
Wait a minute. Are they saying it's okay to be late to work at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, like 22% say yes, like stuff happens.
I mean, I don't even agree with those people. So.
I mean, you even voted against yourself.
Yeah, I voted.
I mean, at least you get it. Our last poll today.
So wait a minute. Let me wrap my mind. So people feel like it's okay to come to a 10 o'clock job late.
Right. Again, I think I was specific, and the 10 a.m. thing matters, right? If we start work at 6, you know, not that it's acceptable, but you understand a little bit more. Like, that's a very early wake up. You miss one alarm, you're screwed. 10 a.m. It's not early at all.
It's not. It's you should be able to be at work before 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and we understand Alex was coming from the mountains.
The Poconos.
But
no
still.
Excuses, no excuses.
Yeah, but still,
man,
that's what I mean.
Your ass back
no,
the
are you
day.
Kidding
you
me? Was my
back yesterday.
Mm-hmm. All right, then, should Nick Castellanos still be an everyday player for the Phillies? Hugh, this one's at 79% no. That's a big number.
Well, people are upset. They're seeing it, and the two platoon thing is working, and we saw a small sampling size of what it looks like when he's not out there. So, yeah. I get it.
Well, and they could roll out two different outfields. I mean, I would play Bader in center every day because of his defense, and I just think he's been the best offensive guy of all the group together in the season in totality.
Yeah.
You could put Bader in center every day. You could put a platoon in left with Marsh and either Wilson or Kemp, depending on what they do when Bohm gets back, which could be pretty soon here. And then in right field, I mean, I don't love Max Kepler. But
you got options.
Well, if a righty is pitching, I think Kepler gives you a better at-bat right now. And if a lefty is pitching, that's when Castellanos should play. Like this, and I know he's going to be annoyed if it comes to this. But I don't know what to tell you, Nick. Since the beginning of July, your on-base percentage is .215.
That's a lot.
It's unplayable. I mean, if his name wasn't Nick Castellanos and he didn't have a $100 million contract, this wouldn't even be a discussion. But we know it is. All right, 215-592-9494 for Hugh. We had some news yesterday. The Eagles are going to induct Malcolm Jenkins into a place you are. He's going to join you in the Eagles Hall of Fame coming up.
Yeah, congratulations. I saw Bucko was going in.
Yes.
Who named their son Bucko, though?
Well, I think it was a different time.
Yes, yeah,
different time.
Bucko Kilroy, shout out to him and his family. He's going in. And Malcolm Jenkins, I saw Malcolm yesterday. He's taking up photography.
Has he?
Yes, and he looks like he's pretty serious about it. Like,
well,
seriously, serious.
I can see him being good. I mean, I can see Malcolm being good at anything he does. I mean,
yeah.
He's a smart guy, and he was a tremendous football player.
Yeah.
So first round pick as a corner, then he became a safety, and I thought by the end his last year he kind of played linebacker. Like he did everything on the defense. He had 1 year here where he literally played 100% of the snaps the entire season.
Yeah, he's a pretty special player, man. You know, it's funny because he had a little bit of Brian Dawkins in him. You know, and that's a hell of a comparison when you talk about what Brian Dawkins was and what Brian Dawkins means to me and everything. I saw a little bit of that in him and just his overall leadership.
Yep.
Good person, man. Really, really good person. Got a chance to see him yesterday, and I didn't even know when I was talking to him that honor was bestowed onto him. So if you're still in town, man, congratulations. That's big.
Yeah,
that's big.
I hope we're able to have him on the pregame show before he gets inducted that day. I think it's the Black Friday game against the Bears.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wear my jacket that day. I'm excited.
Uh-oh. Yeah. So you mentioned, like, we could talk a lot about on the field because he was a really good player, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he knocked Brandon Cooks out of the Super Bowl with that big hit. He was all over the field. I mean, he had returned for touchdowns. He did everything, special teams. But, Hugh, you mentioned leadership. And this is my favorite Malcolm moment. This was, Hugh, right after the Eagles beat the Rams in 2017 to win the NFCs. But, of course, that was the game where Carson Wentz got hurt, right? So the backdrop is, yeah, they clinched the division, but they just lost their quarterback, who was probably going to be the MVP of the league. Like, the first thought most people had is they're screwed, right? They're not going to win. Here's Malcolm in the locker room after the game. I thought this set the tone right away that, yeah, Carson was important, but we're not done. Like, this, we're not going to allow this to overtake us. And I thought he set the tone for the rest of the season. Here's Malcolm in the locker room after the game when Wentz got hurt.
Let's get that out of the way, man. Carson being out of this, bro, that sucks. But dig this. We can set this up for whoever is in this room, this is what we ride with, man. We said it. We all we got. We all we need. Believe that feels great, man. Celebrate that. Know where we at. But at the end of the day, man, we got bigger goals. So we get back to work, man. You know what's in our minds, bro. Championships, and that's it. Nothing short of that. No excuses. Don't blink. This right here, this kind of win on the road, that's big. This shit not going your way the whole time, and it don't matter. Gotta be pretty. We just need a W. That's the mentality from here on out, man. Let's go. I'm proud of y'all boys, man. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Hugh, I thought it set the tone. I mean, the whole city was crushed, right? Wentz was playing at a high level. That was immediate. I mean, that wasn't like the next day or week. That was an hour after the injury, and he's in that locker room saying, hey, listen, we feel for Carson, but this train's not stopping. We got goals here.
Yeah, you got to circle the wagons in a situation like that. The only bad part about that cut is, Joe, it's like listening to a great song and you took out all the cuss words.
Well, I mean, here we got rules.
I mean, you know, he was dropping them left.
Well,
and
that
right.
was for his teammates. We just brought it to the air.
And we got kids in here, but still, it don't hit the same without those yeah. spicy.
Are you suggesting next
words.
Time we let the spicy words
well,
go through?
Well, I mean, you know, we don't have to play it on the air, but I would like to hear without the okay. Edited version.
Yeah,
I don't need to hear the clean version.
Yeah, we could do the. But
yeah, we can do it off the. We're off the air. Yeah,
we have rules around here.
Yeah, I know.
Not everyone can work blue. You
yeah,
know
yeah, I know. Yeah. But still, I'm just saying, it's just like listen to a great song.
Yeah, I hear you. It would have hit a little harder if
little,
we got
hit,
to.
Hits a little different.
Yeah, it would have. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We got Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Carl, oh no, wait a minute. Carl's not, Kyle, Joe, you and the crew, Carl, are you back there too?
Kyle's not today. Kyle's out today.
I mean, Kyle's not today. That's my, first person my normal introduction. Okay.
Didn't Alex answer the phone?
Didn't Alex answer the phone.
Or Lewis, depending on – it doesn't matter. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, so, you know, I want to talk about Jalen and the Phillies. So hopefully, like I said, I can get – so Joe, don't hang up on me.
No, that was TK. TK would have hung up on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, come on now.
Oh, TK. Right. Yeah, but just going into this Jalen thing, one of the callers previously, you know, just hit the nail on the head. You know, I get annoyed by, you know, this Jalen, this back and forth about Jalen being proficient and you know what? It's just practice. You know, and one of the things that never gets talked about, you know, while he's going through these adjustment periods is that he's, again, starting with a new OC. Okay, I'm not going to rest on the laws about AJ being out because you're right. It shouldn't that one you know one player shouldn't stop the show, but they have to work through some things again, you know, to try to perfect this, you know, some newer concepts and some newer wrinkles. So he's going to have these issues now against Cleveland and playing against the defense. I think the defense is a factor also. I mean, I think that we just need to just relax. You know, and let the process play itself out. He's going to make mistakes. He's not going to be. I think we had just had this thing. Well, the way he did it in the Super Bowl, this is something we're going to expect to see from time and time again. But this is a reset moment, and that's why we call it preseason. Now, again, other callers said the same thing. Now, if we get into the season and we're 2-4 or whatever case, now that's a different conversation. But we just let's just relax on that. Now, real quick on the Phillies point, I'm gonna tell you, you know, when the Phillies were on their high and Joe, you were tooting your horn. Are you ready to get on board? I said no. And the reason why
because
I
you're a hater, know, Bruce.
I'm one of those guys. Look, I got PTSD, man, about the Phillies in the playoffs.
Oh, you're like Hugh over here. You can't let things go.
I can't. And here's the reason why. And the biggest reason why. Let me just say this, right? I love the pitching. I love the additions. You know, the bullpen is pitching better. But the biggest thing that still gets, even when they were on this winning streak, right, is their situational batting with runners in scoring position. They are horrible, and they're not consistent. And all I could think about, you know, like let's say, for example, when JT got on base and Realmuto and the rest of those guys just struck out, they were unproductive. He was on second base, and they couldn't bring him home with zero outs or – they were striking out with the bases loaded on a couple of – these are the kinds of things, and there's nothing changing about that. You know, the statistics of their offense are their facade because when it really counts, they're one of the best at getting a men on bases, but one of the worst in getting them home.
Well, yeah, what's crazy lately has been they just don't have any offense the first four or five innings of these games. I mean, this whole road trip so far.
Yeah, I mean, there's
a resiliency to them.
The game they won.
I think they've scored the most runs of baseball seventh inning on, which is great, right? There's resiliency, and they're getting late runs and all that. And, Bruce, we appreciate it, but you can't be down every game. I mean, that's
– Yeah, you can't depend on that.
No.
That can't be your bread and butter.
To be fair, I think sometimes – we kind of get locked in on the Phillies. We don't think about the other teams. They're actually 10th in baseball, batting average, runners in scoring position. It's not as bad as we think it is. It just sometimes it feels that way. Look, their offense is up and down. We know that. Their top three guys got a hit. But the issue right now that they have an elephant in the room, like there's nothing to do with Trey and Schwarber and Bryce. They got to get hot, right? They got to hit when it matters.
Yeah.
The bottom of the order, they'll platoon down there, and you hope they give enough. They need the middle of the order, Hugh, to give them something. Now, Bohm's coming back soon, that should help. JT has had his ups and downs, but we kind of know what he is at this stage of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Castellanos, I don't need him to be an all-star. If he's going to play, though, I need him to be decent. And it's been 2 months where he's basically a zero out there.
Yeah, and you're coming down the stretch, and it's funny now. You know, we complained a couple weeks ago. It's weird. Baseball is weird like that. A couple weeks ago, we complained about the bottom of the order.
Yeah, now they're bottom a little better. Yeah.
Yes, and now it's the middle of the order. It's always going to be something. And the reason why we have PTSD is because it looks like, especially against good pitching, that this is the pattern, that the bats go super cold.
Well, and in this playoffs, what are you
going to
see?
Yeah, and that's pitching. You're going to see good pitching in the playoffs, man. And the Red, like, man, they got some flames.
I'm telling you, I don't want to see the Reds in the playoffs. Francona is a great manager, and they have good young pitching. I mean, that kid yesterday, Hunter Green – he was making Bryce look silly at 101.
Man, listen, he was throwing. When he walked, when he struck him out looking, and he just walked off the mound. Yep. I was like, wait. And Bryce started taking his arm thingy off.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I point one? Well, I just want to throw one thing in because I can feel the excuse-making machine for Jalen today.
What's that?
Well, I understand Myles Garrett is an all-time player, and he, I'm sure, and we'll talk to Elliot coming up in a few minutes, I'm sure he wrecked a few of the plays today. The Browns had the 27th-ranked defense last year. Like, they're not very good. They have a great player, but they're again. If the Vikings defense was in here or the Broncos, right? Other top defenses like the Eagles, I could say, all right, they're facing one of the best in the league. The Browns.
No,
I want to score some touchdowns against the Browns.
But
is that too much
to
ask?
I think the part that you're kind of missing is like these are the times you want to take chances and make mistakes because you don't want to do it in the game. So, and this is not an excuse. This is just me trying to get you to see it in a different way. Maybe he's trying to thread the needle a little bit. Maybe he's trying to throw the ball into tight coverages to see if he can make those throws or how the receiver's going to adjust. Like, there would be times in practice, man, going against Trey. Trey would do stuff that I know he would never do in the game. And I used to get mad about it, but he's like, dog, you got to learn how to adjust. And that's what practice is. He used to jump set. We used to do one-on-ones. And he used to jump set me. And jump set is basically when they say down set, and he'll do a run block. And he'll run block me and grab me and whatever. And I'll be like, dog, it's pass protection. He's like, hey, you got to get ready for it. It might happen in the game.
He just wanted to win the one-on-one.
Of course he did.
So that's
he was cheating. Let me call for what it is.
Well, you know, he didn't think it was cheating.
But you did.
He just wanted to win the one-on-one. He just wanted to go back and, when he watched the field, know that he got the W. And a lot of times that's what practice is. That's not an excuse, because I don't know what this offense is trying to accomplish. But I do know the first couple times we were out there, they were running the same plays. They just were running them out of different formations.
I want to go into the season feeling as confident that Jalen is going to be more consistent this year as a lot of people. That's what I want. And I don't feel that right
now.
Well,
like, you don't feel that,
it feels the same. Yesterday and today is the only time he's facing, for a lack of a better term, like live bullets, right? I know they're not going to tackle him, but they're trying to play defense.
When
he's
it's
another team in here. He's not going to play in the preseason. And from all accounts, the Eagles didn't score much in these 2 days. The offense didn't do much. Let's talk to Juice in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
Hey, Juice.
What's going on, man?
So, all right, so a couple things, right? Joe, we're talking about practice, man.
Yes,
we're talking about practice. All right. So, well, I understand where you're coming from, that he's not playing well. And the normal person, I guess you would say, should be a little concerned by it. But it is practice. So there's no need for no whistles and bells or any alarms going off. See, here's my theory on that. What is Jalen's best attribute skill-wise, not mentally or anything like that, whatever it is? Yeah, he might practice it a little bit, but wouldn't we want him to be making the mistake and whatever and practicing the stuff that he doesn't do well, as opposed to doing the stuff that he does well all the time? So,
well, yeah. I mean, if you're asking me what his best attributes are, I would say he's smart and takes care of the football, and he runs well. I mean, and throws the deep ball. Like, those are the three things I think he does the best.
Right. Agreed. So here's my thing. 12 turnovers, I think they said earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So far in the preseason. Maybe because it's not such a Jalen Hurts attribute, or, you know, like his M.O., maybe he's putting it in harm's way because he is trying to make throws or make plays that he normally doesn't make. He's trying to expand his repertoire, and it's not happening right now. Doesn't mean it won't happen through practice. See, the one thing that I believe in Jalen is, I believe Jalen, whatever it is that you say he can't do, he will do it. Like, that's just how his makeup is. He's, oh, I can't, watch this.
Hold my beer.
That's how, you know. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, you.
Hold my
beer. So, real quick before I get cut off, though, I have a question or you or a proposition.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
For you. All right. So I wanted to get on in the fantasy league.
Oh, okay.
And I got, all right. So my proposal to you is, since you don't like taking care of it, how about we partner up, you? And I'll take care of all that stuff.
Oh, you mean like co-manage his team?
Yeah. Now, yeah. Him and I, right? Now, hold on. If we make the championship, you, then I propose that you come out. We play in it. My softball team plays in a charity tournament every year in the summertime. We just got done them now, but they're 2 weeks apart. So if we make the chip, you play in one tournament with us. If we win it, you play in both.
So, Hugh, the proposition is he wants to help you out with your team. All right, Juice, we'll take this under consideration. We appreciate the phone call.
Oh, nah.
It's a flat no?
Nah, we ain't doing that.
Hugh in the four hole? I don't know. That sounds like a good addition.
We have these spots to give away in the league, right?
Yeah.
And we've been doing them different ways. Now, we haven't done it today. We're not doing a spot today.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of appreciate Juice trying to work.
I appreciate you, Juice, but no.
He tried to kind of work his way in on a day we're not giving away a spot.
Yeah,
but, and I think he did bring up something interesting. I mean, you obviously struggle running your team. You dropped Malik Nabers in week 5. He's going to be your co-GM.
Why we still be talking about the pass?
Boy. Well, I was that.
You the one.
Bad drop.
That talked about moving on and leaving the pass in the past. Let's leave that in the past. Let's leave the fact that I dropped Malik Nabers.
The guy was like a top 10 player in the fantasy last year.
I didn't know what to do, so I dropped him.
Idea. Don't drop your best players. I mean, that's
no
simple idea.
I would have been fine if somebody wouldn't have saw it on the waiver wire. I'd have been all right.
Didn't you say it on the air?
Fantasy football is hard.
Well, that's why Juice is trying to co-manage your team.
No, I ain't doing it.
I found his he kind of tried to weasel his way in the league.
Yeah, no, I ain't about to do that.
So it's a no from you.
No, all right.
It's a no from Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592.
We're going to muddle through this fantasy football year like we do every year. We're going to get good players, and we're going to drop them at some point.
And I'm going to pick them up. 215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Lyonsville. It's going to get filled up in here. Come on out and say hi to us if you're in the area. If not, come on by soon. Great specials out here, including Sundays. They got Dollar Dogs. Dollar Dogs every Sunday in August. Plus, collectible McGurk's beer bats. We have those.
We do.
I think I have three at home.
I got a few.
Yeah, I love those. $3.75 Michelob Ultra Draft and Bud Light all season long. Come on by. Phil's tonight, of course. Little League World Series with the local team from Chester as well. 215-592-9494. When we come back, your calls on Jalen Hurts. Is it a big deal that he's not having a great training camp? Castellanos, is it time that he's no longer an everyday player? It is for me. It's hard to watch him right now. It's bad. I mean, he can't field. He can't run. He hasn't hit in 2 months. I would start platooning him with Kepler in right field. And on the other side, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. His report from training camp today. We'll get his take on the overall Jalen Hurts and what he saw today against the Cleveland Browns. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.